Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, fellas, it's your fun Friday episode. I'm excited to have you here. I'm pumped up. I'm ready to go. I hope you are. Now, the scripture for this week, it's been one of my favorite, quite frankly, because I think this is such a powerful scripture for guys in general. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. Be on the alert. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. I mean, that right there, that's t-shirt worthy stuff, fellas. I mean, come on, get some of that. That's right out of God's word. This is how we need to act. Go and check out that spiritual kickoff, because I unpack those four areas. I kind of unpack them individually to give you some ideas of what that can look like in your life. Because I know you want to do great things for the Lord. I know that you're on fire and that you want to really lead your family. You want to be a good steward of your finances. You want your career to grow. You want your marriage to just be not just good, but amazing, just phenomenal. To do all that, you need to understand how to apply God's word to make that impact. All right, so go check that spiritual kickoff out if you want to go and learn more about that scripture. Now, if you missed our meet episode this week, had a wonderful conversations with Taurus McClan. He unpacked his book, The Man Code, where basically Taurus walks through the journey he's had in his marriage where sexual sin nearly ruined it. He shares a story of two affairs he had and how he and his wife were able to overcome this. They have four children and they were able to move past, and now they have a ministry called Hope Ambassadors. Guys, it was a powerful conversation. Lots of truth. Talks about, you know, how this important discipleship is and how that wasn't there when he first got baptized, when he first was a believer. It really wasn't a discipleship journey or type of leadership that were willing to help him, and how important that is. Then we talked a lot about just our identity and what do we associate our identity with, and then forgiveness. What does forgiveness look like, and how can we move forward when sins like this enter? And ultimately, guys, spoiler alert, it starts with us and surrendering ourselves. And you know what? I can't impact others or change their minds directly. What I can do is just chase Jesus, live my life according to what he's called me to do. And prayerfully, if I do that the right way, then that's going to make an impact on others. And then from there, you just let the Spirit do the work. Okay. So it was a powerful conversation with Taurus. Really highly encourage you guys to go check that one out. Hopefully you enjoyed that. Hopefully it served you well. So, you know, on our fun Friday, I'm going to give you tips. On our Wednesday episode, I told you they were good ones. So this week, I really spent some time praying about how can I give you some tips that are going to serve you. It's going to help you grow. So we have a health, wealth, self tip today. So let's start off with our health tip. Okay. Now, again, we talked about marriage and we talked about how to make them better. So here's one, and I will credit my buddy JD out there from Uncovering Intimacy. He turned me on to this idea, and I was very hesitant at first, but since following JD's advice, we made this happen. I would say it's been just a blessing for me and my wife. And it's simple. Learn how to give massages. Okay. It's because it's a great way to connect with your wife on a regular basis. And if you learn together, okay, you're going to benefit as well, because you know she's going to learn these skills, right? So there are online classes available that you guys can check out. This is a great way to go. There's one. I'm just going to go ahead and refer you to the one that JD referred me to. So I'll drop that link in the show notes here if you guys want to check it out. But it's just a great way to spend some time with your wife in a meaningful way. And I want to clarify one thing. The goal of massages and things like that, it's not sex. Okay. It's just not sex. You need to get your mind right for here. Now, what happens, happens, but the goal is to be with her, to talk, to communicate, to help you and her grow together as a couple. And to grow together takes intention. You know, so put down the phone, you know, pick up some almond oil and learn a skill that will connect you two for years to come. I'm telling you guys, this is something just that putting down the phone part and just learning something, it's fun. You know, you don't have to be great at this stuff because if you're just showing intent, you're just trying, if you're just putting effort in and having an opportunity to just connect with your wife. And yes, it's a physical way, but you take it as an opportunity to grow, to connect with her spiritually as well. As you do your massage, talk about the things of the Lord that he's laid on your heart. Maybe you just pray together while you're giving her a massage, right? There's all sorts of ways. That's a great way. Again, I'm going through a class myself right now. Highly recommend it. I think there's lots of fun that you can learn, and these skills are awesome. And they, once you learn the skills, by the way, you'll have them. Okay. Now for your wealth tip, this is a different type of wealth tip. I told you guys, spent some time really praying over this fun Friday. For your wealth tip, this is going to sound silly. Be a buffalo and not a cow. Be a buffalo, not a cow. So let me explain. Hear me out. Okay. So you're going to have storms that are going to come and they're going to hit your finances. They will. Okay. And when you do, you need to have that buffalo mindset. I know we talk about the bear market and the bull market. That's not what I'm talking about. When storms comes in real life, cows, what they do, a lot of times the storms will come from the west, and immediately the cows will start running east. Okay, that's just their nature. That's the way that God designed them. They run east. So eventually the storm catches them, and because of the direction that they're running, they end up in the storm longer than if they just stayed still and weathered it. Okay. So they're running, trying to get away. But in the end, they spend more time going through it than if they were just chilled out. Now, buffaloes, what do buffaloes do? When buffaloes see a storm, and go check this out, they actually run towards the storm. They turn and they run towards it. And why do they do this? Because if they run towards it, they actually spend less time overall in that storm, and then they can get to the other side faster. So if you're struggling with finances right now and you're trying to tighten everything up and everything to the point where right now it just hurts, I'm just going to encourage you, right? Start making some real financial decisions to run towards the storm. You may have to sell some stuff. You may have to sell some cars, some houses, some cats. I'm just kidding. You don't have to sell your cat, but hey, you may want to. I'm not sure if anybody would actually buy it, but you get my point. Okay. Lean into it. Be that buffalo. Okay. And remember, the buffalo and the cow, they went through the same storm. They just had very different experiences. So really think about that. Because if you're trying to maybe get out of debt or trying to achieve something from a financial standpoint, and you're taking that cow approach, you're going to struggle. You're not going to have the success that you hope to have. So be a buffalo, not a cow. All right, for your self tip, I talked about this with Taurus But I had actually to, in all, to full disclosure, I wrote this one down before I met with Taurus. So, you know, maybe it was a spirit thing that we talked about it, but you need to start implementing and really consider the Billy Graham rule when it comes to other women. Now, what is this? This means no one-on-one encounters, meetings, meals, any of these types of scenarios with other women whatsoever. The only one-on-one woman, one-on-one meeting or engagement you should have with a woman should be your wife. So you need to remove yourself from these situations, and it's at all costs. You got to take this serious, you know, and if you got to do this for work, if you have to go to lunch with a female colleague from work, go with a colleague. Go with a colleague. If you have to travel for work, Taurus and I talked about this a lot. Stay at separate hotels. Do whatever you need to do to put that barrier between there. And you know what? Some people may think, well, that's just stupid. And why do I need to do that? Well, because I want to be weird. Because, you know, normal is broken divorce. So let's just be weird and be united and married. That's what I want. So be intentional about those barriers. Put those barriers up. You know, if you have to be in a work environment where a room with another woman by yourself, doors got to stay open. Doors got to stay open. And you have to just remember at all times your testimony. Because your testimony as a Christian male is so much more important than that meeting or whatever you're trying to get done at work. I guarantee you that. So honor God, honor your marriage by instituting this rule immediately. You can't go wrong with this one, guys. It's a very simple rule. But again, too many guys just they fly by this with thinking, what, it's not for me. I'm telling you, put this into practice, make it part of who you are. And God will protect and will bless your marriage. So there's your health tip. So there are your tips, guys, your three tips. Your health tip, learn how to give those massages. Your wealth tip, I want you to be a buffalo, not a cow. And a self tip, I want you to start implementing that Billy Graham rule. Really think about that, guys. Okay, these tips are designed to help you grow. Now, the book we talked about already all week, but Man Code, from Taurus McClan right here, Breaking Free from Sexual Sin to Become the Man God Called You to Be. It's a really great book, guys. It's a quick read. Guys, let's see. It's got, he has a little study in the back of a journal. That's 124 pages. Guys, you'll be able to get through this one, but he has a lot of transparency. He has a lot of scripture as well. And then he has a little journal in the back that would be really good for like a discipleship group. You guys want to read this book and go through it. It actually has, I think, 10 chapters. So it'd be like you could do like a 10-week study, or maybe maybe you want to cram it in. You actually do it over a couple of weeks, but it's a really good little resource. I think that you guys will enjoy this book. It's definitely one that I'm glad to have as part of my library. And if anybody has any questions about it, just let me know, but you can check out the links in the show notes, and we'll have a link directly. So for you can grab you a copy if you want to grab one. Now, let's get to our dad jokes, all right? So our dad jokes, got one of the dad jokes that's actually submitted by a community member. One of them, I found them all. So let's just jump in. So dad joke number one, what did the three-legged dog say when he walked into the saloon? I'm looking for the man who shot my paw. So there you go. That was actually submitted by James Chapman, who is from our community. James is a character. He loves to share these dad jokes with us. So hopefully that one serves you well. I guess it gets you a little chuckle going. So dad joke number two, why are your fingers the most reliable part of the body? Because you can always count on them. So there you go, guys. Number one, what did the three-legged dog say when he walked into the saloon? I'm looking for the man who shot my paw. And number two, why are your fingers the most reliable part of your body? Because you can always count on them. So let us know which one, number one or number two, which one lands best. Remember, eye rolls count, all that stuff there, guys. Now, for the question we talked about all week, what does faithfulness look like in your marriage? Really think about that. What does faithfulness look like? Now, I know I've talked about a lot of things this week around being transparent, being open, being real, being vulnerable. Remember, fake you's just fine. Leave him at home. Your wife needs to reel you. And that means you need to be faithful to her in all things. Okay? And then your testimony is important, guys. The way that we walk as Christian men, if we want to be the leaders God intends us to be, the way we walk, our testimony is important. It matters. So guys, be careful. Guard your thoughts, guard your tongue, guard your eyes, whatever you need to do. But take lessons from these conversations like this and start applying some of these things to your life. that really, guys, I don't want you to have a good marriage. I want you to have a phenomenal marriage, an incredible marriage. I want you to just do things that you never even dreamed of, because the Lord is leading you. And if you put him at the center, and remember, this is a recap, your wife does not complete you. You do not complete your wife. The only thing that can complete us is Jesus Christ. You need to be running toward Jesus. Prayerfully, she's running toward Jesus too. And as you do, you guys are going to come together. And when you have Jesus at the forefront, when he's at the head of your marriage, just get ready, because he's going to do some incredible things. If you're willing, if you're obedient, and just follow him in and through all things, guys. So there you go. There's your fun Friday. Give us a rating and review. That would really help. And guys, again, check out the community. I don't know what you're waiting on. Go to thelionwithin.us. That's where we have real conversations. You can connect with me directly in there. I'm inside a community every day trying to serve guys. We have events. We have lunches. We have Bible studies. We have boot camps. Guys, courses, forums. We have it all. Live daily scripture reading. You want me to help you just read scripture every morning? Go live. I read scripture just to help serve guys. So guys, I'm telling you, that's where it's at. That's where we're connecting. It's a 30-day free trial. Just jump in and see what it's like. Just jump in and see what it's like. Maybe you just want to curiosity killed the cat type thing. Just check it out. You have nothing to lose. Come to a couple live events. And if you don't like it, you know what, guys, just pop out. It's no big deal. But we put a lot of effort into this, a ton of effort into it. And I will tell you this, the quality of the conversations and the engagement with other men has gone through the roof since we launched this community. And you will find guys that are willing to share, lean in, support, serve, but you got to take the opportunity to actually jump in. Don't just be a listener. I get it. We want you listening to the show, but take some action, because you may have a tip out there. You listen to a fun Friday. You may have a tip. You know what, Chris, you need to share this tip. I want to know it. I do. The only way I'm going to know is if you're in the community, then you can just talk to me directly. We can have conversations. Would love to know your tips so we can share those with others. Also, love to have your dad jokes. Again, we like to get our dad jokes from the community. Share those with others as well. So we'll get you some shout outs on the show. So guys, we have a lot of fun things planned. Big things are happening this year in 2023 for the Lion Within Us prayerfully. We have a lot of plans. Of course, we'll see what the Lord's plans are, but we are definitely trying to put the work in to do the things that we feel like he has called us to do. And ultimately, this community serving Christian men, that is a big deal. So I pray we see you in there soon. And if you come in, let me know which episode that you listened to that convinced you to come in, why you want to check it out. And what are you hoping to learn? What are you hoping to gain from being a member of the Lion Within Us? So guys, I pray you have a great weekend. Remember the scripture this week. Go get that 1 Corinthians 16:13. Get that highlighted, get it underlined, whatever you need to do in your Bible, maybe write it on a flashcard, get that one cemented in. But I want you to be on the alert. I want you to stand firm in the faith. I want you to act like men and definitely be strong. But remember, let all that you do be done with love. That's what it's about, guys. We got to share that love of Christ with others. So I pray you have a great weekend. Get after it. Come back next week. We prayerfully will have some more wonderful conversations that serve you well. Thank you again for listening to The Lion Within Us. There's so many podcasts you can listen to. You take the time to listen to us week in, week out. That means the world. I can't thank you enough. It's very humbling. And I pray that I serve you well through this show, week in and week out. So have a great day. Get after it. And remember to unleash the lion within. What if you could connect with other Christian men, grow in your faith, have resources to help you be the leader God intends you to be, have live events where you can ask questions and get in the moment answers, and be connected to guys 24/7 when you need them the most? Does it sound too good to be true? Well, it's not. That is what we've built within the Lion Within Us community. I'm telling you guys, this is an unbelievable opportunity. Jump in, check us out. We have weekly events that are happening all the time. We have lion lunches, we have our Bible study, we have boot camps that are happening, we have Ask Me Anything events every month where you get a chance to ask questions directly from guests from the show.
Guys, it's access that you cannot get anywhere else. This community is growing. It's getting bigger and bigger, and it's growing closer together as it grows as well. It's amazing to see how these guys lean in, support, serve, love, encourage, challenge each other on a daily basis. So guys, if you want a chance just to check it out, hop over to thelionwithin.us, get a 30-day free trial, just see what it's like. And you may find what you've been looking for, that encouragement, that support, that brotherhood is right here at the click of your finger. I'll see you inside the den.
We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.